We'll go to COVID-19 now. The UK strain of COVID-19 packs a sting in its tail, which is why one leading modeller believes New Zealand should remain at level 2 alert setting beyond this week. Cabinet meets today to consider whether to take Auckland out of level 3 as early as this Sunday. Pandemic modeller Professor Sean Hendy expects our country's biggest city will drop to level 2 if there are no new cases in the community today. Extending the four-day run of good news. He says that shift would be justified, but doesn't feel that the rest of the country should move out of its current level 2 setting. Sean Hendy is on the line now. Good morning.
Morena.
Well, start with the news this morning from Dr. Aishel Verrill. No cases overnight. That's proven to be a reasonably good trend so far this week, although they don't collate them till 9 a.m. So the signs are looking quite good.
Yeah, look, I think so. I mean, obviously, there may well be more information coming in later today as they try and track down those last few tests. But so far so good, and I think that does mean that Cabinet will be feeling confident that they've contained this cluster at the moment.
Can they be confident that the isolation process will be up to scratch, that everyone will do what they're supposed to do? Because of this variant, there's quite a lot of emphasis on that now, isn't there?
Yeah, I think that's where the risk is at the moment. That once we move out of this alert level 3 and people get back to something like their normal business, and in particular Aucklanders potentially travelling to other parts of the country, that we may there may be a stray case, as happened just a few weeks ago, that does spark off another outbreak. And with this new strain, we really really don't want to have an undetected cluster that's growing for a long period of time. You really want to catch it early and stamp it out. We're definitely handling a risk in the shift to down from alert level 3.
So you would leave the alert levels at 2 across the country so that there could not be, for example, rugby cricket games with large crowds on Sunday?
Yeah. I think just as a risk mitigation step, should Aucklanders, and when we do know this happens when we relax alert levels, people will, trips that they've put off or events that they might want to get to, people are extra keen to travel, and so you do run that risk of people going to large events and particularly kicking off new clusters or new branches of this cluster.
Why is it we haven't seen, is it just luck that we haven't had one of these cases that's been out there turning into sort of a super spreader event so far?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of a roll of the dice. We know that roughly speaking, 4 out of 5 people, won't go on to spark a significant number of secondary cases, and it's that fifth person, it's possibly a combination of the way that the disease progresses in some people, where they shed a lot more virus, but also the environment that they're in, where they're in a poorly ventilated space, maybe talking loudly or singing, or breathing heavily from exercise such as a gym. Those kind of environments, you can get a large amount of spread. It's a roll of the dice as to whether we get one of those types of events.
Just stepping back and looking at the contact tracing and the isolation process of this cluster, are you confident that we've got the systems right to move down levels?
Yeah, look, you can never be 100% confident about these systems, and I think this particular cluster, which was associated with the school, that was particularly challenging, I think. And that's one of the things I think we have to take a bit of a look at over the next few weeks is, did we have the settings right for managing a situation at a school? I'd be particularly worried about MIT, other educational institutions, and maybe we do need to be more cautious and a bit more proactive in handling cases in educational environments.
COVID-19 modeller Sean Hendy, thank you very much for that update.